Bezrat Hashem today we'll go through two separate sugyas. The sugya of Chosachai, who will be some meat. The sugya of Mukshah Shabiyada, if you have Mukshah here, it's going to be Mamshah to Metalphalit. First sugya, Chosachai. In the back of Neutral, Dab Kukman Beis, brought down over there, Maisel Zerobo. They put a sack in on top of a barino, and he went to Metalphalit. In fact, the Gemara, we know the sugya of Kikur Tinnik only works by a mace, and only this is the case of Maniach, not Shokach. The Gemara said, Echonami Rabba was a Chodim Choshev, that's when he knew he could metalfel by Yaino. He's being Machmer. Why can he metalfel by Yaino? It's Chosin Umso. It's right to be eaten raw, and therefore it's not Mokso. So we have Yisai, that something is Chosin Umso, meaning something can be eaten raw, it's not Mokso. So what does that get, or how do we apply it practically? The main sugya is a Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Over there it's brought down a machlokes, a bosa that's maliach, that's cultivated, that can't be eaten. The Gemara says it's not mukso. It's bosa tofel, meaning it was not cultivated yet. Avuna says it can be metaltel. Avchida says it cannot be metaltel. In fact, the Gemara Avchida says it cannot be metaltel. They were inside your house. You had a bar avzo. You had a type of geese over here. They saw they were being metaltel from the sun to the shade to save out the soaring kiss. The Gemara says, you know what? It's chazil umso. Also, the reason why I'm talking to this piece of meat over here is chazil umso. So again, we have this site twice that we see certain types of meats are going to be eaten, won't be mukso. Others seem to be a shiloh of hunan and chizdo. The one first one side point over here, chazil umso. What does that mean just practically? The look is, in general, that the person has a piece of meat, has blood on top. To have blood, you wash it off. Blood is inside the meat, what's the halacha? So when we cook it, it's dam shapirish, and it goes back inside, and therefore there's an iser. This is the right, so we pick your paskin. Mash ekin boser, that is dam inside, do not cook it through all. But comes out the point out taste from the sugya, you can take it and chew it and eat it, there's no problem. That means you have a piece of meat with blood inside, now there is a shayla, in this case over here, when you have this raw piece of meat, I let it chew. What happens? When you take a piece of meat and you cut it raw and you want to eat it, you have to wash it off, there's blood on top, and then you eat it. In this case, you took a piece of meat, put it inside your mouth, you chew, blood comes out. Is that dam shapirish or not? Dam shapirish. Mishalem on that point. They point out, read the Mishabura by us, coming from the grass, it says koitisim. It says you can go chew it. The Adhuda says you can go chew it. Once the time is all might derech achilo, a garment's coming out of the blood, it's not nichol in any chum at all, not double, not the rice. There's no problem of eating a raw piece of meat. The gam laharim, so according to Mephakrik upon that, but that's what we see from the Mishabura. So finally, without a sugar of Yeroteo, raw piece of meat, you can eat it, you can go chew it, no problem. Maestro comes up the sugyo, you look among the Rishonim in the place, in the numerous Gersois, exactly what came out. The Gersol of Anenu, what came out, that a person has a piece of meat, whether it's Malia, whether it's Tafel, whether it's Masriach, all three, of Chudal and Maestro, Gemara says, go like the Shimon, there's no Mukso, and therefore you can metalfalit. However, of Yehuda, who Maestro holds it is Mukso, Kamal Chizin says, then the etmi of the machmer and boser, unless it's a soft piece of meat, what's soft, either a bayoino or by arzo, otherwise you have to be machmer. That's the gizl of an enu. Maisa halacha, what you'll do with the raw piece of meat, you have to really divide up the two halakim. One is bizmana chazal, one is bizmana zeh. Everything's changed. First, we'll focus on bizmana chazal. Again, we have this shade over here, halacha passing clearly that mila maisa is not mux over here. Now, one reason are the taz of bach. Taz and Magarim both bring down from the back. The sugya mukhla adam is mukhla klavim. It's not mukhs over here. Now we might have put that reason to the side. The shells would go like this or not. The Rakhashukhan says we pass like this, malach to the back. The maestro Taz and Magarim both went against this malach. The one taino, mukhla adam did not make mukhla klavim, did not plan to give it to the klavim. That means the case in Simon Shin Chavdal is designed, you have a piece of meat that became nevela. What do you plan to go do with it? You plan to go give it to a behemoth at the end of the day. The question is, if you say to yourself that mukhul ad mukhul klavim, when it's not planned to give it to the animal, I mean, this piece of meat is in the freezer, it's frozen, it's raw, you plan to eat it for yourself. So most of them want to argue on the back, but again, there's 1 mile from the sugya on the back that the Chashulchan Be'ikin went with, that mukhul adam is mukhul klavim. The two main mahalkam that the Mishmur brings down is the Taz and the Mogen Avraham, for those two shitas. The Taz taina is, when you look at the sugya of Machloksim Hudo and of Shimon and the sugya of Mukhsno, according to Yehuda, to make something ois mukhs has to be something that's chazi. It has to be fit. When it's a bar yoino, a soft piece of meat, a chicken, a bar avza, a small piece of meat, soft. In those cases over here, that's chazi. Those are chazi. Otherwise, if it's a hard piece of meat, a bema kosher, in that case of chicken, Maita is not chosim. Maita is yoi. It's not chosim. If Shinan come along and says, no, we don't hold muksan. Therefore, anything that's yoi, again, most people do not show it. They don't do it that way. But yoi is fit, it's shy, it's possible. Maita is nichol together. That's not muksan. Because if Shinan done all the muksan. The roi kund of Shimon was, I mean, read the Taz, he's saying either it's roi to a person, or roi to an animal. Does that make a difference? As long as it's roi to somebody, something, anyway, even roi to klovim, mice is not mukso. It's not mukhal to klovim, I'm not going to give it to klovim, but fit for klovim. Once it fit for klovim, Hashem oichel, and oichel on Shabbos, the mice is not mukso. That's the Taz. Atzad Hasheni, the way how the Mechaber went, and the Magarbom went, he said, we have to be something that the poil chozim umso. Some that people do chew and eat when it's raw. Whether it's a delicacy or they're hungry, mochamat chak, the mice is something that people mice do eat. So again, we have two main reasons why it's not mokso. Either it's chodzi l'omso, or it's roi even l'klovim. I mean, the past mice at the end of the day know why it's mutter, according to Shimon. I mean, the gemot says chodzi l'omso, that's a Yehuda shito. So the past, according to Shimon, what's halacha? Roi, even l'klovim, mice is not mokso. And it could be.
Isn't the term
So the Taz points out that two different things over here. It says that according to the Yehuda, Chaz is enough and not Roy, but we pass the Mishim and need Roy. Taz points out that's the Machlokes in the Sugya of Rabbeinu and Chizkel. That's Machlokes of Shimon and of Yehuda. Oh, so now will be really the next question. What does the word chazi mean? Now that can be like, it's true. The Kamal Mishimon points out that the simple understanding is that chazi means people to eat it. And what it means something is it's possible to be eaten. That's the simple understanding. However, Kamal Mishimon says not that simple. Because that means the Magavam is saying it has to be chazi. He says, therefore, what the law will come out? The Magavam Paskin, there has to be Dr. A minuach, a saw piece of meat, a lochel ma'isa, raw regular meat will be mukso, a saw piece of meat, the ma'isa will not be mukso. And Mishmur points out, his words are haber choinim, quote the words of the Magen Avraham. Haber choinim is a machla shekel, the sivis, chayodim, tveresol, graz, numsa choinim, tveresol, shabbos, kishchol, arach, nez yisrol, they all come along and pass, and the lochel is asked to be doctor, a saw piece of meat. Come along, Mishmur, and says no. Two reasons why not. Number one, the Taz argues, Taz says joy, that's it. Number two, even if the getter is chazi, if being on the list of Rishonim and Paiskim and say chazi means even when it's something that's hard, it also is chazi. I al gemar kum chokhes. Either you can say that miyuchad and yudah shito, or the Mashal wants to say it's machlokes and sugyas that way, and beikri pasul and sugya in chul and other places. But they come along that even the getter is chazi. There's an argument over here. Maybe even bas beim is chazi. And then he gets he says look the Rashba, the Rav, the writes clearly it is chazi. The poil is chazi. Look in the Pashat and Mechaber saying all Boslem Mice is Chazi. And therefore, the Yehuda, the Nashom, or Hashulchan, the Goyin quotes the Magen Avraham, says not the way. He says, quotes other sugyas that the Boser, that the Behemoth is Chazi. So come along, we bet we have a Shiloh, or the arguing the definition of Chazi. That means, Roy Klav, Mitaz, Avada, all Boser is Roy Klavim. And Chazi for a person seems to be Machalikis. Machalikis in Navon, what the definition of Chazi is. Again, it could be Machlokes and Sugyas. It says by Yerina by Avzo, or it could be that Dafka and Yudushita, he needs to drop more. Actually, in the Maisa Mishmur says, once we have these two ideas over here, we have number one, the Taz, the Maisa is certainly Makel. Number two, even the assumption of Chazil Umzah might also be Makel. So we have to match both sides over here. Then he says, since this is the Ikma Halak, therefore, from Mokim Atrak, Yish Lakel. It's very interesting, Mishmur and the Bialak, he says. He says, come on, everyone, all the Rishonim, all the Paiskim, you have to realize, number one, Mukhsa drop on them. He's saying over here the Rishonim are against the Magen Avraham. Number three is the passion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Number four, where he placed him to scree, and therefore it says, that's the Iker, then from Mokam and Chaka can be Mekel. Sometimes he won't be Mekel, Cholom, Drabon, and Sophon, and Kulo. Now the Shulchan comes along and says, he's like, all these truths, and then Mokam and Chaka, you should be listening. Fine. And he writes up Sosom that way, the Kulo. I don't know why it's a Sosom when he writes Mokam and Chaka. From Ekshir, the Maitre comes along, he's saying, really, that's not clear, we have a reason to be Machmer, therefore you should be listening. Against Haber Achreinim, and say, look, Lamaisa, that even a hard piece of meat won't be Muksiv as Mana Chazal. So again, Neged Chazal, let's be clear, a soft piece of meat, even agrees is not Muksiv. A hard piece of meat is Mokh Matak with Kevin Mekel. Neged to fish, with Mana Chazal. No, it has to be roi for a dog. So the tazan, don't they give him the pile? That's the. That's
the guy with that because he was forced to
sell. No, he says he has machlokes. We'll get to what he's leading to. But no, he has machlokes. But that is a long pasuk like the tazan, correct? But once you've been serious over here.
Which case would be happening?
But Shuman Sainu, we'll get to. And really, we'll get to the case of fish. You have to first say fish, then Shuman Sainu. This case in the case of fish, raw piece of fish. Now again, Mizman HaChazal, before we get to Mizman HaZeh, the Gemara comes along and says very clearly that it would salt a piece of fish and it's not to be metaltal. When it's dug tuffle, it's not salted, it's also metaltal, not allowed to. And the Gisla Fenenu is saying that this halach is going according to Reb Shimon. That means past this, we have clear Gemara that fish is also even according to Reb Shimon. That means we have a halach and Siflav and Aleph that Basar Chai is not mukso. And Dog Chai is Mukhsah. That's again the Gisla Fenenu. Again, Chesha sounds like he did not have like Yerushalay pointed out. That seems to say this opinion. And the question is the Maisa, why? Maisa, according to the Bach, Mukhul Avim, Mukhul Klavim. According to the Taz, that's to be Roy the Klavim. Maisa, Klavim could eat fish. What's going on? Well, Maisa, why is it Mukhsah for? So, two main reasons. One, come along the Bach and Taz, answer the Shitas. You know why? It's dogs don't eat it. They don't. They eat meat, they only fish. And Taz in one territory says, you know why? They don't eat it. That means the Shitas, they have to answer. Once they're decided, has to be Roy the Klavim. Come along, they want to. It's not where the clothing. Mitzias, Nachlatvi, Eli Rabo. They come along, Mitzias, not where the clothing. The question is, everyone knows what do you do with raw fish? You give it to cats. So why isn't cats itself a reason to make it Eismok so? Elamai, you tell me who has cats, Bizman Chazal, maybe tell him Bizman Azer, we have this issue and problem. The Gemara itself writes in Kukko Kesson Vase, in our Sigur, that what do you do with the mindless Magulo? What do you go do? He said, go give it to Chatulim. Go give it to cats. Gemara says that. The Gemara also by Uskup Membeis brings down what? Why did he do with the ma'ainus, metatol, the entrails of the animal? They go give it to the shunu, they go give it to the cats. So the Gemara, both of our sugars, right, they had cats. They did it for foil, they used it. It wasn't mukso. This is all very good. Said the Tazabach is not really clothing. All about cats. Kasher, the El Rabbi brings down already the Rosh, a Rishon, on the Pirush of the Smag, yes, Kasher. Yes, Kasher, don't answer. He's by the Sorokian. The boss is Stein again. He's a rush. The mishpul calls a couple of times. He is a kasher. Life sorachim. So the way the Eliyahu people are going to want to answer, which is a little bit shreya according to Taz, says don't plan to go give it to the cats. Talking about give it to a cat, don't plan to go give it to. Which again, according to Taz, does not really make a difference. That's be roy le klavim, roy le chatulim. So I don't have a clear answer how to answer the yisoid of cats. And a dog. So and people own cats. The Gemara is discussing the mind that's Mugula, they were able to give it, right? Why can you get cats? Once Kostas has the entrails of the animal, why give us the cats? On Shabbos, discussing the meaning of Talpilot, right? So, Tiltamukhsa, both cases are at the same sugya, the same case, next couple of lines, discussing cats. Shunu is a cat, right? That's what the word means. Once the Makula and Sakasha, we'll get to maybe a head to the subject upon this. But according to one Malach, the reason why it is not wearing the cloth, that's Tazabah. Come along the other, look at the Rishayim, they come along the Sefer Keret. They beg you like the Moravah must be Chazim Umso. And we do not look at clothing because something that you people eat, we do not give to dogs. They come along the Rishayim and say, you know what, it is wearing the clothing. It is wearing the clothing, except you don't give it to clothing. The Yif Mishmur, coming from the Moravah, says, we're not misunderstanding on the Tazashit over that's wearing the clothing, because over here we do not have any more. The idea of the only the Taz by itself, Chazal Umso, and therefore Roy Vachrim come along in Taina. The reason why fish is Mukso is why? Because even though we give it to Klavim, who cares? That means here come along this. No, the Magarbom, the Taz that she talks, it has to be Roy the Klavim, yes, it's not Roy the Klavim. The Magarbom that she talks, says, you know why? Chazal Umso, that's enough, it's not Chazal Umso. People don't eat it. I animals, who cares, says the Magarbom. We never give animals, we save the fish for ourselves. That means they're coming with two opposite reasons why we fish is mukso. And they come out with the pile of the metzias, do you give it to dogs? According to Taz, he says, the metzias, we don't give it to dogs, we don't give it to cats. Well, Rambam says, we do give it to them, who cares? It has to be for us, we save for us, we don't give it to them, the pile we don't give it to them, and it's right for them. Therefore, Mishmur in this case says, here we don't have like a cane syrup, therefore, if we go after only where to club him, no, we won't follow the Taz for this. That means, even according to Taz, we really club, we won't give it to him. What's not mean, he says? Shuman signing the Maisa, it's Roy the Klavim, everyone agrees. The raw piece of fat is Roy the Klavim, everyone agrees. Except no one's going to save it and give it to them. What? People use the fat to cook, to eat, put inside the food over here.
So in this case, is this nafkamina that comes out? That how do we answer fish and what's the mahalak over here? According to Taz, you say the fish over here is not where the klavim, but Shuman Tzainin is where the klavim, Echnam is not muksom. According to the Mokavim, we do not look at klavim, the key is there, we only look at a person. Why? Because we say for ourselves, they have because of umsa, that's why it's not muksa by a piece of meat. We're going to be makel against the Mokavim by a piece of meat, because we're going to say that it's chazal umsa, even real meat. Well, mice by fish, it's not way for any person to eat raw. And Mela, Shuman Tzainin is not way for any person to go eat raw. There'd be makel even in the case of Shuman Tzainin. I think Boshu Cheshbon be a lot to speak out. That's Afkan Bizman HaChazal. Question is, what about Bizman HaZeh? Now, meat, Moksonat. So first, just make the Cheshbon, according to Bach, is Mukhul Ab, Mukhul Klavim. How many Bizman HaZeh is not Mokson? According to Taz, it's Roy Klavim, Roy Adam, Maish is not Mokson. But Shmuel says, not enough to be Samech in the Taz, Bach. You always need the Mogad Avram. Question over here is it's chazal umsa na. The poil, the mitzias, we have raw pieces of meat. The people bizman hazeh eat it when it's raw. But what defines eating when it's raw? We seem to have machlokes, how much of a dechak is difficult to get over raw. I mean, you have to realize already when people discuss this question, look at the tshuvas, they say, the taz of bach is not even a question, it's not muksum. And if the oil is given with tariff that sheet over here, we'll get to cases where it's have some movement, can be stamach on them. I mean, there is a sheet out there, the shmur is with tariff, that means not stamach on them enough stamazoi. But according to taz of bach, the question doesn't even start. The question only in the Magavim Chazal Umsa to today, do we eat raw pieces of meat? You have to define Shachach. Or maybe in the oven. So first one speaks about this question why it should be different is the Aruch HaShulchan. He wrote in the 1880s already that Maisa people do not eat the club and as Pashi says, but people Maisa don't eat raw pieces of meat. It's not Chazal Umsa. People don't do that. And they have the Benish Chai at the same time, in the Kesher Shulchan. And the Mincha Shabbos, all the same as man, all write the halacha that people did not eat raw meat in those days. In the late 1800s, no one did that. Therefore, it sounds like to be machmer sai on meat, sai on chicken would not make a difference. All butter, or even bar, you know, even bar avzel, but myself, people don't eat it raw, you only eat it cooked. And therefore, bezmanenu, b'moisho, and some chachmor, and never some shtumach, others say the myself, meat is muksa bezmaneza. Anything, meat and chicken, there's no difference over here. Comes out of the master nafkamina, a person, let's say he has this freezer door, he only has muksa. Whether you have to remove it before Shabbos, or even that's the only thing you have in your freezer door, raw pieces of meat a lot of times, might have a sugya over here, which has to be metatul muksa. So if you hold that your refrigerator is, let's say, less than mensa, the question you can even open up the freezer door. How can you even do that? Or, we mentioned last time, of Lashem's Chumra, that a person not to tilt in that sad. What? There's a question over here that a person's door to this house, the Gemara says you have a nair hanging on it, the door is not being mishamish for the nair. If the door can never be a case of bosses. So there's a shalom on the according to the refrigerator, how do you look at it exactly? Maybe the door is never a bosses. The question is, less than so certainly not a bosses. I mean, it's a bosses. That's Aleph. 40 cells, maybe get a karko. Void, we mentioned last in the Chumash of Liashim, it says anything you do till some tzad on Shabbos, you have a heter, because you can't do near, so Liashim, Beit Pantais, Kukol Kimmel, should remove before Shabbos. And therefore, on your refrigerator door, Avad, the rice you should remove, and your flour you should remove, because these things are muksa, you should put in the back of the freezer. Come along, all the meat in the freezer also not the same issue, you should not leave the door cone to Liashim, you should have it inside your freezer. What? Not even all. I mean, according to him, even if they had to more question of the Isser, you should not, the Rashi said, you should not do Goyim and Mishol from the Tzad, because you have a Chiyim near. You just kill me now out of the freezer, well, if we can't turn it over, we should not put yourself in that situation. And therefore what? You tell me if you buy it, you leave it for that. It wasn't miyachid for it, not even for it's not what it's made for. Where's the you miyachid out here? You make a little trip to a kenzai. What? It is muksamachmas kufay. It's a rock on Shabbos. That's what it is. It's muksamachmas kufay. You miyachid. It's something that's not a derech. I mean, maybe it's a derech. I doubt it. I don't think you're going to get a derech.
What about raw eggs?
So, I thought raw eggs are muksam, but other people point out that it's from sound like there's a question if they're muksam up as man as a. But it should be the same thing, I think. Atzal Hasheni, those point out, Maisa Mishmuel lives at the same time the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ben Ishchai and the Mincha Shabbos, and he writes the Maisa Halacha as is. Does it come along to change? Therefore, Scheinberg and Yom Zilbert, others come along in Taino. The Maisa read the Mishmuel, he kept it as is, and whatever had to have been Mana Chazal by saw piece of meat is mutter. Welcome to Chakim by the hard piece of the meat. Maisa is mutter. The Kabbalah of Shami Anderson says, no, numerous Talmid Chom came along and told him, Mishmuel, there's a Kabbalah of Mishmuel. He doesn't give a vow of Heidegger Shilas. He keeps it as is, so the Ganakim of Al-Hangish Islands, he gives you the Klalim, and you have to build from the Klalim. Maisa could be at the Klalim of Mishru, I don't think it's the Ger to the Klal over here, because when he went to Bialocho, he came along and says, what's the reason to be Mekal, he says. This man is there, his time is the Ger to the meat. Number one, according to Taz, it's Roy, and according to the Svar Chazi, anyway, the Green argues among Avram, and Maisa it's Mutlum. And he ends up, therefore, Halil Adina Kula Shalom, there's no Nafkamino. No Nafkamino. Well, you just came along and told me that he was saying the Nachmino. That what? Avada is where the Klovim. But today he's not causing. Come on, Bialocha says, there's no Nachmino, which Svar you go with? So he's ready, there's no Nachmino, which Svar you go with. That means he's understanding, causing means causing means causing. The mice are probably getting it. So Pashu, we have a Mishnah that argues on this Aruch HaShulchan over here. And therefore, Adam was Sarkhadim would come along. Rav Sharman writes, for example, where you think a few hundred years ago, everyone ate it that way. It was only Mokhamad Chak ate it. This man is there, also Mokhamad Chak will eat it. Elmai, why don't we eat it? You know what? Because we're not Mokhem et Chak. Because we live around us. We have everything. But let's say you stock. Let's say it was in the 1940s and during the World War II. Well, what do people do? If you stock, that's what you do. That's what you ate. Yeah. If people lived the war, what they did. They didn't have time to cook it. They ate it that way. No. Even again, what's fun Chazi? Come along and says, even Chazi says, what's the level? Roy means... No, I'm just giving, I'm showing, no. Okay. What defines Chazi, ready? You see, again, we have Machlokes, even the Goyim versus Machabam defining Chazi. But it sounds like, again, so the Sharmik says, you look at Chazal, and even the Esam Chai Pnevsky, he says, the Gemara Menacha says, who ate things that are raw? Rak bevavloin ochlo zechai. Only bevavloin ate it that way. Gemara Menacha. So we say, so it seems to me that Chazi means that is something that people would do when they're not, is it, I'm starving. Koch nefesh. They don't do that. Fine. This is what I have. This is what I do. What? No, this is another title you come along and say, this man is there. So I don't know what cut they're discussing. I can't believe they're eating all pieces of meat. There's certain cuts they can start clearing, maybe number three or five or whatever, I don't know, or ground up. Today the people tell me they eat raw meat. I doubt that they're... Like people told me, we'll get sushi. The people tell me we eat sushi that's raw. All fish are raw. That's not all fish. There are certain types of fish, a certain stage we eat raw, and there are certain fishes that no one eats raw, not mackerel, not carp, or pidaimo. So same thing again to me, as far as I understand, there are certain cuts that there are, those cuts that you have in your refrigerator, they say for your children, which are not the same cuts, in Hanami you'll have a heter. The chulant meat is not the meat you eat, people eat raw meat. That's the standard thing if you have a delicacy. In Hanami, if you have that type of cut meat, you can die. Fine, so Maisa again, so it's a simply Mabucho, just like we had Mabucho, what is Chazi negates the Mogan Avram, him versus the Goyin, and he said Machlokes are Sugis as Masham. Sounds to me Machlokes over here also, what defines Chazi? I'm not clear how to define Chazi exactly. I'm not clear, the Gedolei Chachamim are not clear, they argue this point. What? What is, people know they're eating when they're starving, but I'm eating food, not eating mud. I mean something, that's fine. That's
people like
and then there's Chazi, I do.
People that just have
Muhammad,
they're 1940, that's right.
Okay, that was just Shabbos, that wasn't a good example. Sorry, take it back. 1935, better. Fine. Once 1940 is right, 1935 is Chazi. But, and then those who come along, and then Shemir Shabbos passes this way, and the Chodesh Shani says, where he starts with, first of all, the Taz, anyway, it's water. It says, and he writes, Lenish Tanat Dover, from those times, from the Taz to our times. He says that. I don't know if the Messiah has changed, didn't change. He says it doesn't change. Mishmur sounds like things didn't change. Mishmur says, no, Afkamino, what's why you going with? So, my colleagues among the Akhenim exactly how to go do. Is it mutter, has the same club as Manachazal, that anything that's soft is mutter, anything that's hard, Maitre Mokh Machak? Well, no, the Maitre is, it's a whole different ballgame, anything Maitre is Mokso. Now, the way of Iknis Swarm go is a little bit confusing because everyone has a different Nosach, but the side is basically the same as side. We're Machmer. However, Mokh Machak, or Hefsimubo, or whatever, Yesha Milismach Lahakal, by assuming by the case of chicken, and even maybe by the case of meat also. That's how big this one goes. I have one look around, Shlomo Zalman's brought down to six different places, saying similar things. It really depends how the shell is and what was written down exactly. If you want, Chaim Pinevsky is brought down to 5 different places, Liash was brought down 9 different places, Rabban was brought down 3 different places, Yom Zil was brought down 4 different places. Everyone has a different nuance exactly how it was being said, but basically the same you said. We're Machmer.
Why is chicken better than meat?
Because the Manachazal chicken was better than meat. Mishkua says chicken was Manachazal, Maitha, it's Mutab is Manachazal. Meat was only Makam Adchak.
Why is chicken better?
Because soft. Chicken, Dovarach. Because by Yoyin and by Avzor. When Mishkua is coming out, Lachim Maitha, Manachazal is clear. Anything that's soft, Lamaisa, that's because Manachazal Avad is Mutal Kola Deus. Something is meat that's hard, Dovar Kosher, I think chicken is soft, I think it's kosher. That the Bar Yoyin is a pigeon, and Bar Avzor is a geese, goose, right? I think chicken is the same thing. I'm confused.
No.
What?
More established if you're eating meat raw and chicken hot.
Softer, the texture? It sounds like the texture.
The texture, chicken you eat cooked and meat you could get, like, not raw in the restaurant.
So right. Forget you're saying that you eat more raw chicken.
No,
eating it raw, like that here.
I'm saying no one eats raw chicken, not done.
It's one softer versus one's harder. That's the difference. So nice again. What is the example? The classic example is a freezer breaks. And that means you came from America with two suitcases full of meat over here, and the mice in your freezer, the question what to go do. So first again, it happens all the time with breaks. I'm asking, especially you got these Mishmer Shabbos modes over here, things break. So nice, you come along and you break. So what do you go do? So first H is you tilt the bagufa, you do it with your mouth. After the first, second, third piece, it gets very hard and tedious. You can exactly do that. Second eight is very simple. Welcome to have sit, shush, I day guy. Go tell guy to go move it. Now, sometimes, I've tried to get going sometimes. Usually I'm successful, not always successful. Not always easy to find a guy. So, not for reason, other things happen on Shabbos. It's hard to find a guy. Not always that simple. So, again, the first thing you do, tell the Magufai, if it's possible, call it before. I day guy is second eight. So, the third thing is the mice is that if I come along and say, if you mama, she's stuck, yeshami lismuk, la. To be makel, but not, don't be makel for life so easy. Chicken more than the case of meat. They're coming number one according to Tazim and Bach Maitha Smot is not Mokso. According to the Mishnah Berurah, said to me Machber. Here the Maitha question is Manazez.
They come
according
to Mishnah Berurah,
according to Mishnah Berurah, Maitha chicken is Mokso, right?
Mishnah never said that the fish.
He didn't say that. Oh, no, no. That's true. Though they're making two from over here. Maybe there's no difference. Man Chazal versus Man Hazar. Kun Mishabu, Sibit Mishabu, there's no Chilik. Yeah, there's questions. The argument of Matthias, so Sharmik says you're wrong, and Moshe says you're wrong. Mishabu is saying that Shugel is wrong. Again, they seem to have an argument. It's today that Man Chazal. Yes. Yes. They're coming with one more spot why today is better than Bizman Chazal. It's better than Manachazal. Come along for Shabbos, and he wants a taino. Now let's say we had a good piece of meat with Manachazal. No one in the right mind will give it to the dog to go eat. No one will do that. Today, people are pets. The words of the Debatina and Shulah, Eidu b'shugoyim that I have pets, people are pets. They somewhat reason, I've seen in my own eyes, they take good pieces of meat and they give it to their boss. They do. Kaka, the man's best friend, they like the men and the children. Fine. They seem to have, women like the diamonds and men like the dogs, as always. So the mice, we seem to have this idea over here that with manas there, people might give real good pieces of meat. Come on, the Rosh Hashanah says it so. Maybe everyone agrees about us is not mukhs anymore. All the Rishonim, because the mice of a pile, people have to give real pieces of meat. So it's not just Roy the club, they give it to club and be'etzem. And the mice, you don't have a kelev. Forget about the sugya next week, this week. It's a sugya that if your neighbors have it, that may be itself make it ace mukhs. Because the mice, I see people have dogs, they buy expensive food for them that costs a lot of money. You get the cheap last round. No, that gets round and has the meat that's nice to cut from horse or whatever. Lay there, but they're buying. It's a big shadow how they're buying what they're doing. But the mice is they spend a lot of money for their dogs over here. So come along with this reason. Maybe everyone agrees with Manasa. Even when the Mishabuah, the mice is not just royal the club, you give it to the club and the pile. That's why it's for maybe can be starved. Why? Yishim Elizabeth, what have some rubber. And they get to fish bismanazah. So first, already, they get to the sugya of sushi. The Tetulei Shabbos, who came out over 40 years ago, so he writes that before the Olim ever saw or knew about this word of sushi, he writes that Oriental societies would come to eat raw fish, Eichnam is not muksa. So now the whole world turned into Orientals, and the Maisa, we now have this concept of eating raw fish, but I'm still not clear what the mile of it is. People say, it does taste good, either that or they're convincing themselves, not clear. So my son, therefore, come on the place, can say, if that's the fish that you have in the freezer, it's not me. Now, again, I have to be clearly doctor that fish. That means people say salmon you can eat as sushi. Now, people tell me you really eat sushi, you cannot eat salmon that's frozen. It has to be fresh a day or two. A week or two later, you can't have a sushi. Now, the question is, people who don't know what they're doing, they have a sushi. They eat it 2-3 weeks later. So it's a question that you don't know. So Kenzai, it's not mukhsa, it's not right, Kenzai. For mice, there are certain fish that cannot be eaten that way. A mackerel is not eaten raw. A carp, I'm not sure, some people tell me it's not eaten raw also. The mice, there are certain fishes, the mice are not eaten raw. So you won't have this hetzer. The question is, are they the mice in the mukhsa bizmanazah? There's mana chazel, they certainly want mukhsa. That means you have this fish in your refrigerator, you have gefilte fish that's frozen that wasn't cooked yet. The mice, the freezer breaks down. How exactly go move it? We said, tilt of a goof boy, while they go, he'll be the same thing. But you have a hetzer, it'll be a dime, have to move up. So come along a vault and a shuvo about a person who has a fish tank. And the Messiah says, when the fish die, you have to take them out right away, because if not, the other fish will eat it, and I'll end up killing all of them. So come along, you want the taino, that when you learn the sugya, it's true when you read the Mishnah Berurah, the local maestro, you have to be machmir fish, even bizman chazal. But one mile can tell you in the sugya that Echnami did not have the gears of Shimon by the gates of Dag. And there we said, according to Shimon, also the mice is not moksa. All fish that rule the mice are not moksa. And it says, therefore, but see of the fact that there are certain cheetahs hold in general. There's no sugya moksa by Mokamev Simrubo. And we have traces of Shad over here, and he writes the gums against the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. The mice have Simrubo, Yeshamin Lismach, Lachal. Therefore, Simcha Bonim and the Aruch HaShav, they come along, bring down the Zavazar, the Yasha passes away, and the Cheshit Eivet says, you know why? It's right for cats. He goes back to the sign of cats earlier. Says, what do you mean cats eat the raw fish over here? We have cats for sure. That's very clear. All around the place we have cats over here. The other one, Taina, also, they're even better than Chazal. Chazal and Maisa have a baya. It's even also a raw piece of fish. Also, Maisa, raw piece of fish. Mok the hefty move, but you don't know what to go do with the freezer. Let me go to the outlet. Take it out. Fine. So, I'd kind of case the things that are raw. The next stage is, let's say things are fully cooked. But it's frozen in the refrigerator. A piece of meat you cooked from last week, yontif, and you froze it. What's the luck in that case? So let's first go with an assumption that things that are frozen are not going to be eaten. We already mentioned last week by the sugya of Lecha Mishnah that there's a shalom among the place in the tzar for Lecha Mishnah, things in the mice are frozen. Came along the Ebony Sol, the fish, was a taino, things are frozen, can never be tzar to Lecha Mishnah. After they ask him, the Ebony Sol itself, he rolled the mice, says, not mukso. He says, you know why? People ask me the shadow, they told me it's frozen in the freezer as hard as a rock. Fine, that's what they told me, I believe them. My son is finally to get a freezer. See, it's not so. It's really to be eaten. I know by Lecha Mishnah, my kids always fight over to get something frozen. It's really to be eaten, that's clear. Therefore, command all Pesachim say you can start for Lecha Mishnah, and those who want to even say you can't, they're assuming it's not really to be eaten. Most things can be really to be eaten. So, but we're going right now on the assumption that my things in the freezer cannot be eaten, number one. It could be bread a little bit different than the case of gefilte fish. Gefilte fish that's frozen, I don't think can be eaten. It could be, again, a different texture. Bread, pita, rice, can be eaten. Just cut it, you can eat it. Fine, let's go to something, things that are frozen, that cooked pita meat, cannot be eaten. Is it mukhsa on Shabbos?
You
don't
think it's from a narrow portion
of the extended
Shabbos?
Oh, that's a question over here. So first, come with a vazo, and he discusses, you have a bayal, mice over here, it's mukhsa. A vazo has a tshuva about it, tell gimel, it's mukhsa. He says, I have a mice, you can't defrost it. He says, you have a bayal, and tell sugim nailot. Maybe we're having that way to be eaten. So, Maestro, come up to ask himself, hard. Maestro, Mishu Bek is not pots like that. And say, Zichel Sugim Noilad, a chen one of grapple that. So, why is that Noilad? Maestro, really, for my state, not Mokso. They're coming two different ways of saying it over. Either the way of the Yashu or the Alpi Yashu, they say, the Maestro, you can't defrost it. And therefore, the Alpi Yashu says, if it's a couple of minutes before the end of Shabbos, where's the camera we're going, you have to be a Machmer. Otherwise, you know, you can force it 20 minutes earlier, and no problem. That means anything on Shabbos, the Maaser should not be mukso. Well, another way, most places go, who cares that you need to be piled to defrost it? The Maaser, food is food. Shlomo Zalman, Yom HaZilbach, Chodim Chapidevsky says, the Maaser, right now it's food. It's really to be eaten. Agam, you might need to defrost it to eat it, but you do not need the time that you need to defrost it. Since right now it's a cereal, it's a gather food, and people do eat it, and since it can be defrosted, the gum, and time wise, maybe even not. So, it's like, Oichel is not mukhsa. We know that a mukhsa on Shabbos, Oichel is not a mukhsa on Shabbos.
That's not right. On Shabbos, right?
No, I said about cooked food. I was very clear about cooked frozen food. I said, I talked about cooked things. Again, we stopped already.
No, we can't do it on
it's food. You defrost. It's not because it's not doch b'edayim. When you get to Megillas Katsoi, Lamaisa, since things that is possible to be used on Shabbos, I can use it. I can take it on the defrost. That's it. It's not, why is it Megillas Katsoi? It's food that is something that's blocking me. Let's say it's food in the freezer. You know what? I have to open the freezer door. It's not muksa. I just have to get to it. Something's blocking me, so I'll defrost it. Vitamin is food.
Frozen
salad
is soup.
What? Frozen salad is soup. Yeah, but there you are, it's in Shiloh of Nailah and Moila. Maestro, without that, put those two things aside. Maestro, if you defrost the people, can drink it. Now, there is an interesting Moisha, once maybe Machalik, it's brought down in Archaim Chelkei, Mr. Igor Moisha Chelkes, over there, that he has a letter over there that depends. If you want to use it on Shabbos, not Mukso, if you want to only use an achazman, you want to say nichol to get a doch be a daim, they push it away, live with smokes on Shabbos. Now, Maisa, this tshuva in Archaim Chelak Hei is a Simcha Beis. Simcha Beis is the letters that he wrote to Rav Badner. The tshuva is back to Tulei Shabbos. The Maisa, this one is not there. I mean, it says at the beginning of the Simcha Beis, I'm quoting over all the tshuvas that brought down to Tulei Shabbos. So I went to Badner and I asked him a couple times, it seems to be stira what it says to Tulei Shabbos versus what it says to Igros Moshe. Abana told me, yes, I'm also very upset about that. I know how exactly he did that. Now, he did not tell me about this particular tshuva. He told me about two other tshuvas that somehow it says one thing, and when it says his own statement otherwise. So things they change over. That's Aleph. But if you look at the Tulei Shabbos itself in Perek Hei, and the Orah, it's being on Moshe, sounds like he's making all things that are frozen. And it's not the same as Shir Aaron being sound that way, it's not Muksa. So I'm not exactly sure what to do with Archaim Simcha Beis in the Chelek Hei, we want to call it Igros Mordechai, I'm not sure exactly. Maestro, there seems to be a tshuva there associated to Rav Tulei Shabbos, the Maestro is not there. So Maestro again, it comes out, just to finish this thing over here. Neged Chazal, again, very clear, Neged to raw piece of meat, if it's soft, Maestro is not Muksa, if it's a hard piece of meat, it's Mokhom Adchak. Neged to fish, but Mokhom is Mana Chazal, the Maestro, it is Muksa. Neged to us, but Mana Zeh, the Svara is to be more Mekel Asayah meat than fish. The Maisa comes out, we are all this from Ikra Machma. You should all try to talk another way. Mokhm and Chak, we have to move over. Kutayma, that's you from to be Mekel, sign the gate to meet, sign the gate to secure fish. Now, when it's cooked, and it's not a gate thing that I raw, go to the place where Maisa says it's not Mokso. Second Sugya. The Sugya person has Mokso in his hand, he picks all pass in the hand, they want to keep on being Talklet. Or do you have to drop it right away? The Makov of the Sugya is really an Aguda by the Austin and the Simon Shintes, the base is bring down. A second place is the back by Austin by Yovin Shinches Siflam and Gimel. It brings down that Gudo. Another place is Ramah and Simon Reis Samalvav that brings it down. That means it's a Gudo that brought down Ramah back and the Beis Yosef. Why each one is its own Makar? We'll get to exactly why. But Maisa is brought down by the Achrim Yisrael that Gudo. Now, first to start off, to be clear, again there are four simple standard cases discussed when you have Muks in your hand. The Klishim Lach Lisser, they picked up a Heter, picked up a hammer to crack a knot. The Klishim Lach Lisser, you picked up a Isser. You picked up a hammer, look, oh my gosh, I'm muksa in my hand, didn't know what I was doing. In the third case, the muksa makma skufoi, they picked up a heter, you picked up a kid's diaper. Might say, last time you go, I'll scrap shari, not a question, you can put it wherever you want. And in the case, the muksa makma skufoi, you picked up a isser, I picked up money, I have again my money in my hand. What you going to do? That means the kedikli isser, klish makma isser, side isser batter, you picked up, and muksa makma skufoi, you picked up side isser, side batter. First, klish makma isser, that you picked up a heter. Again, you picked up a hammer to go crack the knot. You can go put it wherever you want. Come on, the Mechaber and Simon Shinchet of Gimel, and coming from the list of Rishonim, come on, all the Rishonim places, you can agree to this Yisoid, you let it put it wherever you want. Different Maram Kermit, and coming from the Gmodach of Gimel, Malkum Kovdala, just mentioned one writer that we came across already. The Gmod discusses that according to Rav Nechemya, the whole thing can only take a Kli for its own Mishtamshas, how in the world do you clean off the table? Says the Gmod, and the Gmod answers, you know how it's Grav Shuri. Come along, the Rishonim is, why isn't the question only going to Rabbah, hold on, come to Chemio, it's going to Rabbah, the whole thing, only have a heter, but Tzarek Mekoymais, you picked up a plate, you want to move the table. So now you have this mux in your hand. So you have to drop it. What right do you have to go put it on the counter? What right to take and pick up the table? You say, going to Rabbah, Tzarek Mekoymais, very good. So now you took it off, and the table's clean. You gotta drop it. It says Rishonim, the Rash, but the Rabban and others, no, once it's in your hand, go put it wherever you want. That's to clear the story of here. One Mar Mokhlin point out that Klishum Lach L'Issa, you picked up Tzarek Mekoymai, or Tzarek Kufay, will not make a difference. The Lach can pour wherever you want. According to Rava, Rava holds. You have a plate, the plate on the table. The car is the what? Well, no, according to Rav Hashita, that he holds that any klishi mata heter has a get of klishi mata heter only with such a very mind. We're going to have three shitas over there, right? Rav, Rav, Rav. So in that mandiyoma, since we shouldn't, why only is kumundam the chemio? Is kumundam the mandiyoma only has a heter with such a very mind? There it is. Why wants to be other, put whatever you want. Fine, the swaro, different swaros are kind of discussed. One very simple reason is that either based upon the sugyo or the rav brings down, what's the reason of tilta muksa that's also? Might lead to the Issa Vaitzah. You know anything about the basic Yisrael Vaitzah? Itzah has to be in Akira, be Maver, and Anocho. If you do an Akira without Dafa to take it outside, there's not nothing to get of Akira. So you picked up this plate to go take on the table. So even if you take it out outside, you're not leaving the Issa Vaitzah. You're not doing Akira. Therefore, there's no reason to make an Issa over here. That's one swear that I put on one title. That's why Chazal went to not answer. Please, Shemak Lissi, you picked up a head if you did not do it. It's not a malach of itself. Building upon this, Yisraelu, we come on the good, and it brings down these Rishonim and says, he has another case. Therefore, let's say a person, Erev Shabbos, he's walking home, and he realizes he has his kiss upon him. He basically has his wallet with money inside. And he realizes, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos, what to go do? Malach is, says, if he's not a Mokum, Sadaguda, if he's not a Mokum of a Kamalist or a Shusirabim, very simple. Go walk inside his house, go up inside his room, or mokum a mutzna where it could be hidden, and take it off and drop it from himself. Because once he started carrying it, like the Rishonim say, I create a klisha like this, here also your wallet. With your money inside, once you start carrying it, you mamshich and mimtatlet as long as you want. Ad kan is a good, again, brought down side by Seisif, side by Ramon, side by Bach, three different places over here. Now, just to be clear, you have to realize this is a good case, there are three chalukim versus the Rishonim's case. Two chalukim lechumra, one lekula. That means you have to realize, number one, the case to Rishonim is a kli shemlach to the iser, a hammer. The case that good is talking about money, which we all is mochsimach masgufoi. That means that good is much more chomedic. A second thing is that you could say is the case to Rishonim is you pick up a hammer beheter. Here you can start clarifying. Maybe you picked up the money beiser. Why might the money is mochsa? You know how to pick it up. So two reasons be more machmer. A reason to be more makel, get back to the Svara. A reason to be more makel is over here by picking up the hammers be a dayim. This is what is around your waist, a tilt from an atzad. So maybe that good is more reason to be makel, the case tilt from an atzad. That means that good is there's three chalukim, two lechum, one lekulo, which will lead to, we'll get to in chalukim, how to plot that good aloch lamaiso. That I'm rubbing down the race of So first, a klisha mach, listen, they picked up a head to 11 mamshuk lamatatul. That's clear that we shouldn't say that. What about klishim after iser? They picked up the iser. They picked up the hammer. They picked up the iser. What's halacha? Come on, the magarom in Simon Shneches, the Kohen Zayin, the Kohen Samach, and other places. Once you picked up the iser, still go take it wherever you want. In the words of the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it down, he brings down this magarom, and the Mishachonim go like this: El Rabba, the Zivis, the grass, the Yisrael, Kitzur, and Ezi. So they come on the pasuk like this. However, he ends off the Mishnah Berurah. The Goyin disagrees with the Goyin in Simon Reis Samachov. Goyin disagrees. No, the Goyin disagree, the Taisu Shabbos disagrees, Nashon, Torah Shabbos, Beis Meir, and the other Mishachonim disagree. Machlokes. Where is this Goyin that disagrees? So again, Mishmur says the Reis Samachov on the Shema, on the Sagud over here. Come on, the Goyin that says, you, Ramah, you want to be Makel, when you had this pouch around your waist, to go keep on carrying it and then drop it in your room. Says the Goyin, Avalinira, the Shem Hiskalat, Avtiltulu Beheter. There, when you start carrying it, you pick it up Beheter. Masha Enkein, that's the case where you picked up the hammers by Heter. Masha Enkein Khan, by the money, you picked up the Isser. And therefore, Misha Oichel Shum, Vrecha Noida, if somebody eats garlic, it stinks. Keep eating garlic, keep making himself stink. You picked up the Isser. And keep him with Tatu, do Nochen Isser, Nochen Isser. Abadinati says. And David wants to argue the Amon, says, since you picked up the Isser, the mice, you have to drop it. What right did you keep being with Tatu? It says, we have a Rayo. And it's helping you write this, you say. Right. We learn the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei, on the base, the case of a Shofar. The Gemara says, Noch the man Yom Rav Nechemya, who holds that the Shofar is Muxan Shabbos, he came in without it. So the Chazon, when he blows Shofar, you have an amount of time to go take the Shofar and put it away. Otherwise, how in the world do you have Muxan inside his hand? So you see clearly that you have a Shofar, that he carried in Erev Shabbos, and you have the amount of time to put it away. Why? Maybe it's Shabbos Miyad. And the next 5 minutes it takes him to put away the shofar is he carried the shofar before Shabbos, he mamshik the top of the shofar on Shabbos. And still was saying not that way. It's come along with my Ishka Kasha. Why could that Gudo? Is he allowed to keep on carrying your purse over here? Says the Magavram, I indicate the shape of which he clearly gmar held, not that way. Says the Magavram, what? I picked up the shape before Shabbos. It's in my hand. Let me keep taking on Shabbos. So says the Magavram, what you're saying? Oh, the Fay, why do that for? It's better than Rakhlin also. Why have been taught for no reason? Says the Goyin, Doichik, Evlenia Dvar, Klalo Klal. This Torah is near Klalo Klal. And we have a clear right one time in the case of Shafer that once you pick up something before Shabbos and lockers, you have to drop it. Now you have two things. The Adkan, the Goyin. 2 points of the Goyin. Number one, Mishra is saying he's arguing on the side among Avon, the Klishim Lach Issa that he picked up before Shabbos, Nichol and the Gedder of an Isser. That means he's understanding that there is a Chilik. Why is he arguing on the Amor for? What's the reason? The Mos says by the case of that Gudo, you're picking up Behetik or do whatever you want. So they're going, you picked up Isser. You picked it up Isser. And therefore he argues on Lhura on the Shem over here, the going. Lhura, he's going to argue also on the case of the this one got run by us. They picked up a Kleeb Isser, you might have to drop it. The Mos says, it is not a Pshat on the going. It really leads to a question. When someone picked up something on Erev Shabbos, what is that? Is that picking up an Isser or Behetik? I picked up Erev Shabbos. Am I allowed to pick up Erev Shabbos? I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to go show you Erev Shabbos. I'm allowed to pick up my wallet to Erev Shabbos. What is that? Says Mishmur on the Goyin. No, what? Mishmur is saying Shat on the Goyin. It means I picked it up at Isser. Why be a dover? It's not necessarily when you pick up a hammer on Shabbos, it's Muksa with a header to it. It's Muksa Erev Shabbos, except there's no halakha of Muksa yet. It's Erev Shabbos, not Shabbos yet. So Be'etin, you picked up something that's Muksa. There's no header to the Muksa. There's no Shabbos. So the great understanding, I picked something up before Shabbos, in Nichol Negedah picking up Isser. I picked up Muksa. I did Muksa. I'm not responsible for it because Erev Shabbos, big deal. I know, I picked up something that's Muksa. I didn't, there's no head to the Muksa. It's in the category of being like Canaan Isser. Canaan Isser. That's what you say over here. And therefore, says the Mishmur, we see the going to argue over here on the Magen Avraham. I said, the Chandra says, what are you talking about? It's Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, there's no Isser, it's Het over here. So why is the Goyin disagreeing over here with the Magna, with the Ramah? He says, no, why? The Chilik is, you read the Goyin differently, he says. The Chilik is whether it's Klisha Makhla Isser versus Muksa Makhla Skufay. What right you have good to have a right in the case of the Ushayim of a Klisha Makhla Isser? The other Mice is there, it's better with the Kli. And Klisha Makhla Isser is not Muksa. The only there is Tiltal over here. Mashenki, Muksa Makhla Skufay, a case of money. What's the Het over here? You have no right to get amongst the Magna Skubay, which is Akhtar over here. That's his Kasha. That means that two Machlokes in how to read the Goyin. Number one, it comes out, the question when you pick up something before Shabbos, in Nichol and being metatal to Het over Isser. And number two, why is the Goyin arguing? Is the Goyin arguing, like Mishmur says, could you pick it up Isser? Or the Goyin arguing, could Nichol get amongst the Magna Skubay? So, my said this. Sekum, a cliche about the Isser, you picked up a heter, a vadila, mamshuk, metalslit. You pick up the Isser, mice of the R, haber makilim. However, the going mice of the R, those of the on be makber. And the going according to the Mishnah Berurah. The next akimta is a muksa machmas gufay. Basically, you pick up money, or you pick up a diaper. Whether you pick up a heter or a Isser, what's the level? So, first, if you pick it up a heter, the common, why is the bach over here on Siflam and Gimel? I'm sure that the Torah brought down the case in the Rambam. The person in the case of a chavish that would niskalo with giloy, and or you have a tiach, if a watermelon that was broken open, you have a bayah of giloy. The loch is the bayah of sugya muksa. Says the bach, the loch is, but once you pick it up, you're right to put it wherever you want. Once you pick it up, that's it, you can go put it wherever you want. So you see you have a case in the bach over here that says that even by muksa machmas gufay, these cases of my magulo, case of a tiach, you can go put it wherever you want. For Shabbat that way, Muksa Machmas Gufay, and the Magen Avraham brought down when the Mishmur says, "Echnami Magen Avraham sheet is any Muksa Machmas Gufay, whoever you want." Shaitim points out even by Chasson Kid holds the Mishmur the Magen Avraham that way, and then there is numerous Achrim go this way that even Muksa Machmas Gufay, you pick it up better, do whatever you want with it. Kishkunar Tveisol or Kashulchan, Meis they Paskin Ben Shchai this halacha. Once you pick it up better, do whatever you want with it. The Meis of this case come along the Mishmur and says, "Now those who disagree." Who's he sending you to? He sends you to the Derech HaChaim, which is the Sivis, and to the Evan Oizer. Where's the Evan Oizer? Also back away some above. Why back away some above? He says, why in the world you are good in coming to Michael based upon the Rishonim? He says, that means the Goy is arguing why. says the Mishnah, because we picked up an Isser, we picked up a Heter. They have an Oidah to argue, you know why? Because they're coming to Klisha Mach Isser, versus Klisha Mach Leter. Kohen Chadnish, that's also other men asking over here. And therefore, the Numus HaKhoinim, Taisu Shabbos, and the Shai Tshuva, and others, the Maisa Paskin, they picked up a Muxa Mach Maskufa, Be Heter, Maisa Heter drop it. Halakha Maisa, what to go do? So first, the others on Taina, Mokhme Hefsa, the Graz, the Kami Mekel, but what's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah? When you read the Mishnah Berurah, Kura that one is, I can't see it's a Mavucha, it sounds like he's saying, V'ayim b'achrinim shechriyu. The chrinim amachriyo is the between Klisha Mach Issa and Mokhse Mach Maskufoi. Mishnah Berurah is the Kanyu, give one side that way. The chrinim achriyu. That means it sounds like he's passing the Chumro. The machriyo, the Mokhse Mach Maskufoi, he has to be machmer. The Mishnah Berurah and Simon Topko Vav. The Mishnah Berurah over there is discussing when a person had challah, he picked up his challah, you have to mafresh challah. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, the loch is you take the challah from your hand, mafresh it on Shabbos, where the kimchi over there is. The mice is biyadoi. It says, once the biyadoi, go put it wherever you want. Put it wherever you want. Now, what's in your hand, what is that now? It's tummy. You can't, it has no use. It looks mach maskufoi. Send the Mishnah Berurah, put it wherever you want. The mamokm is the grass. The grass says sends you back to Simon Shulchas of Gimel, which the himself picked his machma over here. Also, see his grass. The come on the coin of the ears, count the word Mishnah Berurah saying when you have a muksa machma skufoi. That you picked it up and nice and now it's in your hand, you know it's bad, but now you have come in hand, put it wherever you want. Mishnah Berurah sounds like over here, that coin of the machriyu, the machriyu, the lock of the machma, when you have muksa machma skufoi inside your hand, you have to drop it. One kashu. So the two ways to answer if you want. One from Azam come on himself, one Taino, one Iskashin Shabir Shabbos. One say there's a chilik. There's one case when you pick it up, you picked up money, beheter, whatever the case is, or type of beheter, but you picked up mukso. Here when you picked up the loaf of bread, it was all a loaf of bread. When you separate it, it turned into your hand to mukso. Therefore, since it was not mukso, it switched the case of mukso. Therefore, now it's in your hand, switch to mukso, then put it wherever you want. Since you picked it up, there was no mukso over here at all. Interesting idea, sound like the opposite of the chazanish. When he himself went out, because there's a kasha, we'll get to the end of the parrot. In fact, I know you'll learn now, is that the loch is, let's say a person eats a peach. And he has a peach, he has a pit left over. Can you, what, you start off eating a peach, everything's fine. You have now this pit over here in your hand. What are you going to do with it? Locha. Shall the gears out of paskin, the price come along and say you have to drop it. Mukhsa mach maskufoi in your hand. It's a pit. There's no use. Less worry for animals. You have to drop it. So you see, even though it's switched in your hand to be a case of mukhsa, says it's from a dhamma field, it's a kasha upon it. We see a lot is not that way. What? You'll have the head of graph if one speaks out. But when it's out of sugar, it'll be mamshik to metatl. Sounds like you have to drop it. So come along the is question to the Ashim, and the Chutshani says, you know what? Why the Mishnah Berurah says Mekel for the case of Chala? Because some of it's Semichel Mogonavram. See if the Mog Avram. That means it sounds like for us, he's passing like the Mog Avram against him, like the Achren Mechriya, the Mokhsa Machna Skufi, Yadvi Machver, Derech Chaim and the Sivis, Derech Chaim and the Evan Oizer. Mashenki, Sim Dr. Vov, Sim Mekel says, and Liash, you know why? Yeah, should be listed back sometimes the Mog Avram. Yeah, should send the Chotron, you can be sent for the Mog Avram. It cannot be set up to Behati, right to your Mamshach, to Metalsal. You have to Mapish Chalav. You have to pick up a loaf of bread, you take it off. Now, any hand is what? Well, your Mapish is also.
Look,
yeah,
the was always there.
Yeah, so. It's Muxabaka Scoob in your hand. What do you do with it now?
Do you
really understand? No, you're asking a question who I'm not sure you're
asking. I'm saying why is it supposed
to be a case of the salmon kiss with the death? The. Oh, you want to say what? But Maisie said it's better than the pit is the top of the fruit itself.
Is
it's not Muxa. No pit inside it's Muxa. Turn the Muxa, it has nothing else to do with it. It's part of it. The Mangala Brahm that says you can eat, not Mangala by us, Shunakai is Paskins, and once Muxa Magufai, Muxa Magufai is doing to do whatever you want with it. The Shaitin being down by Kikhirwandi and Mishnah Berurah in front of you, he being down by Kisarin Kis. In Sukkotin Yud Dalit, he being down, the Shaitin, Luday, I feel Muxa Magufai Kisarin Kis, you know, healthy. There's no chilek. Mangala Brahm says that by Kisarin Kis, and Muxa Magufai Skufai, he says by everything. It's a Kwan Zain, it's a Kwan Samak, it's a couple times. Well, some kids are really Muslim on the school, right? Who's loud? No, nothing at all. And if you want, again, there's a Mogar Brahm in. It does say it's another place. It's later on the Simon. By Rav Shari, he says it. On the Simon, Rav Shari, he says Muslim on the school, we do whatever you want with it. Now, take it now, one last step in this category. I'm not being Hashif, that's a kasha. It's a kasha. Yeah. The mice, what happens now? You have a muksa machmas kufa, that you picked up the isser. You have to realize you have a double reason to be machmer. Because those old klishim machmas isser, picked up the isser, you have to be machmer. Not like the magarvom, like the going. Those old muksa machmas kufa, you picked up the etter, you have to be machmer. For sure, you have a svek sveki when the muksa machmas kufa, and that you picked up the isser, you have to be machmer. Agam, look at the magarvom, in that case, it still is mekel. Magarvom might, even in that case, mice to be mekel. In this case, come on the place and say, you have side those, I want to back my school, but side those pick up Isser, mice, you have to drop it over here. Now, there's a question. We're saying over here by a cliche mach to Isser, we're saying, Lachura, who argues the Magar of Rum? He picked up Isser, the Goy Lachura is arguing the Magar of Rum. Now, why are we making my colleague is going versus Magar of Rum? The Goy is coming to argue really on the Amo, on the Gudo. So really, it's the Magar of Rum, which looks like the Goyim came to argue with him, but it's also the Agudo and the Beis Yosef and the Amor and the Bach. So why in the world the Oyel called Machlokes is going with Magen Avraham? It's not going with Magen Avraham. He's arguing the Amor best. Magen Avraham is the Amor. Who are the territories? Really, they leads to the next figure. Another point over here. Till now, we're discussing Klish Machlokes and Muksa Machlokes Kufay. What about by case of a Bosses, our figure, Simon Shintes? Person picks up a Bosses when a red girl pick it up. And move it away. Does he have to deny right away, or could he, once it's in hand, put it wherever he wants? We are dover. Everyone knows we're looking for bosses. She says there are three cases. The case of bosses, they mnich badas. By that case over there, you can't do near, can't do tilma matzah, can't do anything. Then the second case, where you have kakola, maliparis over there, and it's mnich badas, but you have hetter and you have isser. So loch is, what are you supposed to do? Try to shake out the rack. Can't shake out the rack, do tilma matzah, and move it wherever you want. Matzah tzach mikoimoi. That's Sif Gimel by Shintes. It's Sif Dal in Shintes. The loch is when you have something shokach. What's the loch? First do near, can do near, do can do tilt on that side. So basically, we have two questions over here. Science of Gimel, science of Dal. When you do a case, you can do tilt on that side. Once you took it away, and now the mokum is gone, do you have to near right away or not? So come on the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Gimel, it says, bring down loch maizno, and Sifkon Yudbei, from the case of the Taisa Shabbos. Once you pick it up and you move it, you just keep on taking it. Keep you moving it. No problem. Not taking place to place. Why? Your case over here, it's an ethic. Go move it place to place. Come on the locha in Sif Dalit. Come on the Bialocha discussed it. When you have something you forgot on top, the bus only to Isser. Says the Mishibur, you want to pick it up and put whatever you want. He says the Bialocha, I knew with Kiveger. You look at Kiveger and says Sarachian. That's Sarachian. Then we have two cases of buses. Both of them are doing tilt on that side. And one Mishnah says you can't be mamshik l'taltel, and one he says I'm not sure you'll be mamshik l'taltel. Why? Rebbe and Elisa had to answer the Magavam versus the Goyin. Again, l'chor the Goyin over here is really against the Ramah. So why is the Magavam like the Ramah? So come on the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Tamagav says I am bi'alocha. Bi'alocha says there's a reason why in the case of good is being more makel than all the Tzirim. Why he says look at this Derech Chaim and the Sivis. One time the case over here is a it's really what? You have money that's inside your wallet. The money was a case of shokach. Therefore, your wallet's not a case of a bosses. Therefore, you can why? How? Tiltum min atzad. What's the case of tiltum atzad? What's the other? Do whatever you want with it. And the story is what? Just like by klish shemalach l'isser. When you picked up tzarek mekoyim, you can do whatever you want with it. Also, bosses, tiltum atzad. Once tzarek mekoyim, you can do whatever you want with it. Same idea, same concept. Once we see that we have by Klisha Malach to Isser, all the Rishonim say, pick up Mekoymai, I pick up a plate, Mekoymai, do whatever I want with it. It also, we know by single buses, when I want Mekoymai, let's get a shock, I can do whatever I want. It should be the same idea, pick up a head, I can do whatever I want with it. So, if so, why does Mishmu and Sif Gimel versus Dal seem to have two different cases by single buses? So, first, in Sif Gimel, the cases we have a Kalkolo, Mala Paris, and also you have a rack inside. Mishmur says you pick up the Kakola, do whatever you want with it. Mishmur says he said over there, the one is that I mean metalto the Issa over here. So no, because the Issa is toffle to the heter, and the Issa command the lesser dummy. Therefore, what do you mean metalto? You mean metalto only the heter. Therefore, once it's beyond, do whatever you want with it. Mash Enki, in the case of a bosses, when you have Issa inside, only it's a case of shokach. Come on, the Bialocha says, what's the Lochot Tzarechin? I am Kiveger. Maisa, what are you going to do in that case? Come along the Evan Oizen, the Reis Amachov, the same Evan Oizen, it says, in that case, Maisa can't be Mekel. And that's the Derech HaChaim is bringing down the Reis Amachov, the case of a Tilton Matavis at the Sugil Bosses. Once you stop a Heter, do whatever you want with it. And he just also says that way. Maisa, Meshavu, why is he saying Sarachin? So that's it really comes out that the case of Reis Amachov is Mamish's case over here. And Siv Dalal and Shintas, same exact case. Maisa, he's not really possible. He writes the Reis Amachov, I'm Bialokha, and he sends you the Derech HaChaim. Who has this inside over here? But also, Maisi says the same Alokhi Blab Tzorchin, Yimamshik Letalto. Why Tzorchin? First, Kivega on the page points out, look at Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi says, you take like a kolo, you pick it up, and then when you get somewhere else, you have to Menar Miyad. You have to Menar Miyad. And what's a Svaro? So the Chodeshani, you know why? Because when you pick up Isser and Heter, maybe you can tell me that Isser is not command the less dummy. When you're picking up only Isser, in the case of Shokach, so fine, you took it out of Tzorchin Koimoy, so why keep carrying it for? Why are you doing it for? Do Minar right away. El Mai, the tilt is being Mitziachis to the Isser. When you stop picking it off, the tilt is not Mitziachis to the Isser. Here I'm keeping Mimamsh Letalkal. Why the Mice am I doing that for? So, therefore, the Shail, what the Loch is, Mimamsh Letalkal, and the Loch and Simich and Tesiv Dalit. That's why the Tzorachin over there. The Mice of the Arachin want me to make, those want me to be Mathmer. They come along the gate of the Sugya of the Aguda, and he has this pouch upon him, Mimamsh Letalkal. Why the Mice be Mimamsh Letalkal? The Chura, there are four different reasons among the Achrayim why. The way the Mogabam says, you know why? It's Muksimach Meskubai, who cares? Come with Tautel. Mamshik with Tautel. You saw it before Shabbat. Okay, how you picked up the Issa, but it does not make a difference. Just be Mamshik with Tautel. The Avalidah says, you know why? It's a case of Shokach, Boss of Shokach, the Simchin Tessin Dalit. Once you start by Heter, once you start picking up, the Tilton Matzah, be Mamshik. There's no reason if you're going to be a Lokham exam, tell the Sugim Hefsin. The Heter is tell the Sugim Hefsin over here. And the Neratari on the grass says, no, why? It's Tilt of a Gufai, which you have to get the Sugi Tilt of a Gufai. I said, you can carry it on your body. And Tilt of a Gufai, let him move any books, whatever you want. Of course, we want to, but I'll Tilt of a Gufai. What? Right. Which we'll get to that look at Tilt of a Gufai, a little more kind of argue on the ground. Says, what do you mean? Tilt of a Gufai is almost not normal. This is how you carry your money, your wallet, your purse over here. That's a nochi soy which I have to get to the Gufay, another machlik, it's another bayah. That's four reasons why make all that gudo. Other than the one disagree. Now you could ask a question the other way around. That do we have a right over here? The Derech HaChaim Derech HaChaim says in the brought down by the Bialoch and Reish Samagov, again I assume everyone saw it over there, that says when it's killed from that tab, the case of bosses, when you stop ahead, they be right through Mamshik the Metalit. The Hura are all the Achrayim who do not say like Derech HaChaim, are they arguing on him? They all have these other term. They were arguing the Locha. The Goyim wants to argue the Locha. Is the Goyim arguing on this? They point out the Menera Torah and others really ask the Kasha. No, Hura, no. Because it's a massive Chiddush to say in the case of your wallet, the case of a Shokach. Where do you leave your money inside? You leave the money inside your wallet. Derech doesn't have money inside your wallet. Since the Derech the way, the Gedev Maniach. They forget, they didn't want to. The reason why you cannot say they had to that Guda is the Sugya of Tilton Matzah, the Sugya of our Sugya bosses, Shintes of Dalit, because the Sugya is what? A Shokach. Our Sugya is that you leave your money inside. See what? The case of a bosses. A boss, you have to drop it right away. What? Kun Derech HaChaim, oh, come on, the Chazir says you have to answer. You know why? Derech HaChaim must be the Derech who has to take out the money for the wallet. He says that, it's our claim, that's you have to answer. That means again, we saw that the Sugya over here, that Guda is three different Chalukim, that the case of the case of the standard Rishonim, again, the Achrayim are grappling back and forth. What is the Ikar Heter? What's the reason we might argue with it? Just to get him out with a clone over here. Again, we're saying, let's say a person has the right to carry the. He picked up whatever case he picked up, Muksa, and he wants to be Mamshik Letalpul. What are the clones to be Mamshik Letalpul? For example, I have it myself in my hand, I picked up my hammer. Can I now, I'm finished with it, I give it you to put it away? Can I give it to you? Was that a new total? You didn't pick it up after. To come on the Torah takes for Shabbos, like Dom the Simon Shunchat says, I have a heter. You? What's your heter? I can't pass it to you. Master Shekel says, who can I pass it to you? And those one passes with them, Zilber, Zilbosin. So Shem Yishim Golem says, what do you mean? I picked up a heter. It's all better. Chacham Shlomo says, all better over here. Shilu Dov says, all better. I give it to you. Go take it on. There's a Shekel in the Tzad to be Mamshik Letaltol to mean me? I have to? Because I started? I mean anybody, there's no issue going on over here at all. Doesn't want to pass the Maisi can, we ask him Chodshani. Now the Izma Koshi Mishabura discussed this case, but he gave that Sakhan Shalmila and Simon Shemiyot. He says, by Sakhan Shalmila, what you going to do? You pick up a head to do the Maisi Shalmila, give it to somebody else, and he might give me Mamshik Letalto. The point out that Mishmul Ladaf is a clear right to be makul by all cases, because the Bialok and the Meisam of Vav ends off. By Mila, separate klal. Why? Because if you don't let people do this way by Mila, people won't want to do this on Shabbos. There's some siphon, they're makul bitchilosim. That's a term over there. So there is Mishmul discussing the case. They want to clear it. They could write it not. The Shalom Lakwainim can give it to somebody else. Take a step further. I picked up my right hand. Can I give it to my left hand? Maybe if I can give somebody else, I can switch hands. Come to the same place as Shabbos as Echalami. Can switch hands. This has a heter, this has no heter. Better Shai brings down local mice this way, my shampaks this way. You have no heter even to switch hands. Mice that's shady. Again, the people go to the Shua Shakun on the side. What are you saying? If you have a heter, you are you. Your right hand, your left hand. So I claim if your wife's your right hand, she's your left. Fine, but if she is, the mice say, you do have a heter. I'll be swore, I'd say, in August dark, that to give somebody else the new total, keep it to yourself, for it's not a total, so you have a right to be mamshik to metaltal. However, they do say, let's say you pick up a hammer, you finish with it, you walk around with it all day, do whatever you want, you have to get rid of it as soon as you can. So there is a mishabru and simon shalom and test, discuss this question from the people, but it says, a body can just, once it's in my hand, do whatever I want. It means you have to put it away. When you finish with the hammer, you put it away, you can just keep on holding it, stamazai, you have to put it in the mice away. Just take an akimto. Say a person eats sunflower seeds. Now, eating sunflower seeds, garinim on Shabbos, the new is bayot, got from the sugya of muksan. I mean, this is a problem eating sunflower seeds with the sugya of chloem, and a lot of them are muksan of bugs. This is a bayah putting down the plate, put a klima chonoi. The problem making gashu, either chachilo, which we'll learn today. The sugya about how exactly to clean up the table after the sugya of muksan. There's another problem with the sugya of dosh. Those are five yisurim, put it to the side. Focus on one point. You took it, you put it on your mouth, you cracked it, and you realize really know how to do it well, and find it without using your hands, and you haven't figured out yet how, but I see it all the time, and that you swallow it. Now you have the shell inside your mouth. What exactly do you go do in this case? You take it with your hands, you throw it. What is it? It's muksa, it's now in your mouth, it's muksa machmas kufoy. What? You never look, I guess, it's as good as really.
No, they don't
look over it? They spit out, they let go. I see it all the time. Fine. So the mitzvah. Now, there really are a couple of questions over here. Even if you're right, you're still holding on to it. You get another question. You start a beheter, and now it's to the machmas kufoy. Two different cases over here. So, first of all, there is a case that the Raz brings down the case when you're eating any garinim. It says you have the mitzvah in your lashayna, in your mouth. It says, lock it, you have to deserve. You have to throw it out. Spit it out. The Aruch HaShulchan, that way, the Chaim no. The Moshe is true about it, Shlomo Zalman is true, but yet the Maisa spit it out. It seems that people do that all the time on Shabbos, and during the week, they gzera to Shabbos. Maisa, they seem to have this on Hokel Maisa, there's a Bayavi Matalka Muksa over here. Now, negating sunflower seeds per se, those on Taino, maybe they're not Muksa, they're worried for the birds. I have to let them see if that's true or not. Those on Taino, maybe it's also salty, people like the salt around it, they want to suck it off, but Yishlodin, does that really make it real achil or not? Well, let's say, Yishlodin. The Kamal Megillah says the Tainas Maiso after the Mangar Rom, once you set up a heter, you do whatever you want with it and take them out yourself a heter. And we see the Mishmur says by the case of Chalo that it could be Semich the Mangar Rom not spit things out. Maiso Yesh L'Chalik L'Chur Harbe. Maiso, first of all, we said come from one person to another person you have to be Machmer. No, that one hand to another hand are those going to be Machmer. I think one hand to another hand is all one total. But to say to go from the case when you mount into your hand, L'Chur is a brand new total. Your mouth is total Magufa, it's not big metal. He hands a brand of tiltal over here. Comes to the Chodesh Shani, he says, the idea of one hand to another hand, the mice is all one act of tiltal. You can switch hands. But go from your mouth to your hand? How can you do that? So it was not that simple. The mice said, it's not that simple. The person can take the garinim out of his mouth. Now, if it's disgusting to spit, those one time in Echlami, you have the graf shariyat's meals. So you go like this, Echlami can't put it down. We'll take it a step further. Let's say you're cracking shells, cracking eggs. That shells to it. You have the shells of the mice in your hand. But it's better. Do you have to drop it, or you can like put it in the garbage, put it down? It wasn't bad that case. So come along the Eben Elizer again, the same exact one, the way some above. He's coming with the sugya of Ismael Shel Milo. Over there, come along the Dr. Moshe, brings down Maril and says, if you zerk the Ismael Miyadah, you have to throw the knife from your hand. Throw it. Drop it. Leave go. Come along with Neman Zobin says, any mukshah you have in your hand, the mice you got to drop. I mean, even shells that we're not discussing to your mouth. Greg Ezinian, Maisi, you have to drop me on. Again, there's no one Tainer, maybe, Kisal Behetzer, Kisal is back in the Baga of Brahma's sheet over here. Again, Mishmur Saman with Semik upon it, Yishim and Lismash. But the technical sheet, if you want to go to those being Machmer, who you will have to drop in the yard. Now again, that's in the game what's in your hand. And your mouth thing is much more stark to it. That's, we'll get to more now, we'll see the end of the parrot in the Neutral. We'll see the Nubis Achorim is spit from the hand. Depends on the gist of why they did it for. But my sense is a stark sword to say things in your mouth. So take it out with your hand. If it's not a head of covered Vias or the Sugya of Graf Shavi, before you have to spit it out of your mouth. Hamed Hashem will be mamshik now the Sugya of Graf Shavi, and tomorrow with the Sugya of Ein Reshei, the idea of Shem Yaakov. Try to make a look for Michael Farrell.
What's the word?